Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and of course, still hanging with your boy, Diola D. Brown. And right about now, joining me in the studio is a phenomenal pro fighter and MMA fighter, mixed martial arts, of course, who has had a few fights under his belt, you know, slugged it out in Thailand, you know, had a fight last year in Darwin. And now, the stage is set for him to head out to Breezy and have his next fight, and hoping to make that another victory. Of course, the 34-year-old Neil McInnes. Did I say that right, Neil?
Yeah, Niall.
Niall, my bad. Welcome to the program, man. How you doing today?
Good, thank you, brother. How are you?
Yeah, no bad, man. Listen, there's so much on you, man. So many accolades right here, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into pro fighting.
Really, just to face my fear. Actually, I was a really small kid,
okay,
really quite anxious, and then I had a bit of boxing, amateur boxing stuff as a young fella.
Yeah.
And then I lost my last fight boxing.
Right.
And I was like 15, 16.
Oh, you did have some boxing bouts.
Amateur boxing
bouts. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was never had, wasn't a fight. I just went along for the competition.
And right. Tried to beat someone up on the street corner.
Well, never that. I was never like a street fighter. I was a real like little nice guy, actually.
Right. Okay.
But I lost my last fight. And then for years, I didn't want to do it because I'd sort of, I felt embarrassed that I hadn't given everything. And so years later, I went to Thailand, learned a bit of kickboxing. I said, I'm going to fight and just train as hard as I can, give everything for a fight in Thailand. And that, yeah, just the competition of it. Yeah, it stresses me out, but competition of it's good.
Now, run us through what the mindset of a pro fighter is. You know, what goes through your mind before you're about to fight someone? Are you thinking, oh my God, how do I get you? Is this guy going to get me, catch me unawares? Or, you know, what's going through your mind? What's the mental work of a pro fighter?
Yeah, a lot of that stuff. Yeah, it's when you feel good, you feel good. It feels like you're unstoppable. But when you're feeling a bit of doubt, it's a big mental game overcoming those emotions. I think that's sort of why I do it too. You've just got to go through all the stuff. Because sometimes when you feel good, like you just feel unstoppable. When you don't, there's a lot of stress you got to go through. And
true.
You just got to trust your training.
Right. Yeah. Right. And now you're heading down to Breezy next week, of course. What's up with this bout? Who are you up against, first of all?
His name's Dwayne Thagard. Don't know much about him, actually.
Okay.
So this is an amateur fight. So it's three two minute rounds. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he's about the same level as me. We don't know much more than that. It's sort of these early fights, unless till you get to a higher level, you sort of you go in blind and just I hope you've been training harder or training better.
Yeah. I'm sure you have been training. What are your expectations from this?
I don't know, really. This is my first sort of big show to fly to another state and fly. Like, I flew up to Thailand and trained there, but this is my first time to fly for a fight, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's a bigger crowd, so there's a few more nerves there around that. But that's also just like dealing with how you feel on the day and just doing your best. That's what it's all about for me. Just like making sure that, for me, my win is just like leaving everything in the ring. Making sure that when I leave there, win, lose, or draw, that I've given everything.
Right. Yeah. And you're 34 years old now. Still in your prime?
I think so. I got back, like, I haven't fought since 2012 was my fight in Thailand. I had a lot of years off, and I just got back into it because I thought when I get to 36, 37, I'll not be able to fight anymore. My body will be a bit more sore, so I wanted the adrenaline and the adventure of just having some competition still. So I thought, I'm going to have a few more fights now while I can.
Well, to your credit, you're undefeated, you know. So you're trying to keep that streak alive.
That's it.
All right, and what's up after this fight in Breezy? You still got a few more locked in? And
I don't know, man. It's stressful for me. I'll just see how this fight goes, you know. I think I'll have some more fights for sure. It's been good being up in Darwin because these Astro trains everyone to fight pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And it's a hard training camp. And he sets all the guys in the gym. Just set guys to, like, just train hard and be good enough. And this gym for me, like this last fight camp we had a fight in November, and to see all the guys who weren't even training for a fight coming to the gym every night just to spar with us, just to like, and the guys came to the ring to help us in the corner and stuff, like, putting so many hours unpaid just for the love of just a really cool brotherhood that I've never seen in the gym before. That was really cool.
On the front of that shirt, it always says brotherhood, you know, and I've heard so much about that gym, you know, what Astro is doing out there, and I hear he's just like one massive family out there of people just coming out, you know, to train and get better. Tell us a little bit about that gym and what keeps you going back there.
Exactly that. That's the first time I've seen it's, you know, it's, the gym is at the back of Astro's house, you know, so it's just like a little family, and he makes sure that he gets people together for, you know, once a month, come together for a barbecue or whatever, like. And he's really committed to making it a family. And I've never seen that before in a gym. And as I said before, like, to see guys for the last fight who weren't fighting, but to come down for training 6 days a week with us.
Wow.
just to be, you know, a cannon fighter very well, like to get beaten up, but so to help us and to push us, that was super inspiring. So that really made me fall in love with the gym.
Amazing. Now, wait, tell us a little bit about your background, you know, where you grew up, you know, how you got it to this stage.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Western Australia, and I was a real little kid. Like, I didn't really hit puberty. I was, like, 17, so I was really small. And so I was getting teased a lot. I was already boxing a little bit, but was never much good at sport.
Yeah.
And it was really, I just got into, like, when I got into work, I'd finished boxing, had a few little amateur fights, but it wasn't like a fighter. I was just like I just did it for fun.
Yeah.
But when I got in the workforce, I just felt like I was I was a boy in a man's world.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had to go do scary stuff to make me feel more tough, you know, right. Feel more of a man. So I got into sort of adrenaline sports and got into bull riding and...
Oh, no. This man has done it all.
but it was all just to face my fear because I was anxious. And then it's all just the challenge for me. Okay. Yeah.
And tell me, give the listeners, of course, some benefits of fighting. Like you said, it made you mature quick, you know. What exactly have you gotten from fighting?
Well, fighting, there's a difference between training and fighting. When you've got to fight, I think it's so good for, you can't hide in the ring. Once you're in the ring, if you've been missing training, so you haven't been training as hard as you can, you're going to find out and everyone else is going to find out. So you can't hide. Like, the funny thing about bull riding is, I did bull riding for quite a few years, you can sort of fake it and let go and pretend like you gave it your all, but you didn't. It's all very quick in bull riding, you know. Yeah. But fighting, you're in the ring for a long time, and you find out if you've been putting the work in. And I think that it's good. It's nerve wracking, but it forces you to like just be good enough.
Mm.
You've got to do the work behind the scenes and make sure you're doing the training. I like that. Like, not many places in the world today, you can go to work and sort of half, you know, to half do it. You can go do lots of things half do it, but.
Yeah.
If you can do half doing the ring, everyone's going to know if you've been half doing it. So I think it's a leveler.
Yeah. In the words of Snoop Dogg, he said, there's two things you can't play with, this pimping and fighting. So here you go, people. You can't play fight out there, man. You know, now, do you have any ambitions in the sport, or what? Do you have any goals you want to attain?
Honestly, not really. Like, I'm just, I'm doing this for the challenge now. If I really perform well and I love this next fight, I'll just see what happens next, you know? I think, it's stressful for me. Like, I don't love it as much as other guys do. Like, it's some people just love the fight game. Right. I do it for the challenge. But I just love being fit. Like, it's a good feeling when you can look at a physical goal and, like, I look at the top of that hill and, like, I can run up the top of that. That's a good feeling. So I like being physically fit, and this keeps you, there's not much you can keep you fitter than fight training.
Absolutely. And when you're not fighting or training, or, you know, what are you doing? What do you do with your time?
I run like men's mindset boot camps for a job. So I take guys in the bush and do like personal development boot camps.
Amazing.
Them. Yeah. So take them through, it's sort of like, it's like therapy, but man style. Like, sitting in a room and talking, but going out and doing crazy stuff, like putting in ice baths and taking through boot camp work camps and stuff in the bush. And just help guys if they're, I don't know, if they're going through low times or just want a bit of a kick up the bum to get a bit of fire in their guts.
So how do people find you or look at you, you know, what you do and get involved with you?
Well, the business is called Extreme Stillness. So you can look up Extreme Stillness on Facebook, on Instagram, or extremestillness.com.au. We've got a men's boot camp on the Sunshine Coast. Next one's March 4th to 7th. Yeah, that sort of stuff. And I do tour guiding as well as a job. So that's sort of, that stuff keeps me busy.
Yeah, I'm really big with mental health in sports, you know, especially, you know, men and women, of course, regardless. So I'm a very big advocate for that, you know. And tell us a little bit about your thoughts around mental health in sports.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Like, it's funny because I watched a lot of, even like a Tyson Fury, who's a world champion boxer. He's spoken openly about his going through depression and stuff, even as a world champion. I think, I guess my message is that everyone goes through it at some time.
Yes.
And no matter what you say, even the guys at the top, even the guys who look like they're so happy. So I think it's, for dudes especially, is just speaking about it.
Yeah.
It's hard for dudes. It's just like inbuilt for us to go hide in a corner and we feel low. So I think my main message is just like, my main message in my videos and everything in Facebook is trying to get dudes to like, I'm feeling it. Other dudes are feeling it. It's okay to talk about this stuff. Because I think once you can share that stuff or go to do personal development or go do courses or go to a therapist or whatever, like, there's lots of ways of doing it. Find your way that works for you.
Yep.
But just being open, like, I'm not the only one going through this stuff.
Correct.
That is the start. And once you can say, like, I'm going to have a hard time, and once your mates can like be okay with that, or you know where to go, that's the start. So right. I think that's what my message is, just open, especially for dudes, because they don't talk about stuff very
fantastic
much.
Be about it and speak about it. That's yeah. the way we go. Now on to our next segment, which is the 30 second goldmine segment, which is the part where you got 30 seconds to tell, you know, give the best advice you possibly can to a younger you or an older you, or just to anyone out there who wants to, you know, be like you. Hit me.
Man, I guess it's just to own your fear. That's what it would come down to. There's no such thing as fearlessness. It's just courage, and courage only comes if you're scared. So your life is always going to be scary. Courage is when it's scary, and you still go.
Right.
And that's where you'll find, like, you find yourself, because fearless doesn't exist. It's just like, people think of fearless are just scared, but they still do it. So feel the fear and find the courage to do it anyway.
That's right.
My piece of advice, yeah.
Own your fear and find the courage to do it. Incredible words from Neil McInnes right there. Incredible pro fighter that will be taking up about next week in Breezy. Thank you for coming on the program, Neil.
Thank you, brother.
Neil McInnes right there, pro MMA fighter who will be taking up a bout in Brisbane. Wishing him the best of luck. Now, for more of that chat and many other interesting interviews, be sure to jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast to listen to that and many more.